Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our studio, Steve Gadlin joins us once again on WGN. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you, John?
This is the first time you've been in our new downtown studio.
Yeah, it is. This is a really nice space.
18 stories up, looking north up Columbus Avenue and across the Chicago River. How about that, huh?
Very pretty.
You can see the shell of our old station in the Tribune Tower as it gets gutted. You see that over to the left? See that white crane over there?
Yeah.
And then you see, look at the construction and all of the empty cubicles, which were the floors of the Tribune Tower.
Yeah.
That landmark building's being gutted. The facade is staying the same. And fancy condos for rich people like, oh, I don't know, who's that guy that bought your drawing cat company on Shark Tank?
Oh, Mark Cuban, yeah.
Mark Cuban will have.
He's got a few bucks.
Okay, so here's who Steve Gadlin is. He's a Deerfield guy. He's a Chicagoan who for years has been coming up with crazy, zany ideas. And before we get to your latest odd box,
sure,
let's just review your resume.
Oh, my.
The first time I discovered you was the cat drawing project.
Probably, yeah. I want to draw catforyou.com, a website where I draw stick figure cats for people for 10 bucks. Kind of accidentally found myself on Shark Tank and then accidentally became business partners with Mark Cuban and accidentally had a real-life stick figure cat drawing company on my hands.
People would send you a description of somebody or a cat that they wanted drawn.
Yeah.
You would not, without any great artistic flourish, if I may.
No, in fact, with a heavy detriment in artistic flourish.
A Sharpie on an 8x12 sheet of paper, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And then you would package
fold
that
it up
and
stick
it off
in an envelope and put a 38-cent stamp or whatever.
And they would give you $10 for that.
Yeah, and the great thing was they'd give me $10 before I even did any of that. So
how many of those did you sell?
So I think I just drew number 20,964.
So that business is still up and running?
Yeah.
Are you and Mark Cuban still partners?
No, he's actually backed out of the business.
Did he ever invest in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he sure did.
So then what happens then when he wants out? Do you have to give him his money back?
No, he just gracefully removed himself from
really?
The business. I think, you know, the thing about the stick figure cat drawing business, John, is it's real high pressure. A lot of people get into it not knowing.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, you think it's just fun drawing stick figure cats, but Mark, well, he's decent in some other areas. He just couldn't hack it, so he stepped out.
But I suppose it is like the novelty at some point must wear off.
For?
Drawing cats.
Me? For the artist?
To figure cats.
Oh, almost instantly, John. But, I've had this philosophy that if someone's going to give me $10 to doodle a stick figure cat drawing for them, who am I to say no to that, right? So I've tried to get out of the business, but thanks to new technology, I scribble these on an iPad now and handle everything digitally. Super easy, super fast, and I'm having fun again.
What's a recent cat you've drawn for somebody?
Oh, goodness. I draw a lot of cats on llamas recently. I don't know if llamas have re-entered pop culture.
So somebody sends you $10 and says, "Dear Steve, please draw a cat on a llama for me."
Usually, "Hey, Steve. Hey. Cat guy."
As if that was unattainable in any other way.
Right.
You're going to send them something that, in fact, they could have done themselves, right?
Oh, of course.
I guess it's the novelty of being, no, I got it from the cat drawing guy.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't understand it. But again, who am I to deny it? You know, it's so much fun for me. And it, as frustrating as it gets sometimes, I'd do it all over again if I had another shot.
If I wanted to have you draw a cat for me, I would.
You'd go to iwanttodrawacatforyou.com.
iwanttodrawacatforyou.com.
Yeah, and then you'd fork over some cash.
Give me the shortest version you can of the second version of our on-air friendship, which was when you had an association with a scam artist in Africa.
Yeah, shortest version. Scam artist from Kenya tried to get me to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in a non-existent play.
We all get those emails.
Yeah, so instead I tricked him into writing me an actual play for $50 based on a terrible plot.
His ruse was, "I'm writing a play, I need seed money?"
Yeah, he said, "This is an amazing play I've got going, it's got tons of investors, you'll make millions of dollars." And I said, "Well, how about you write me a different play, and I'll pay you $50. To which he quickly snatched up wrote me a play to my specification, to an absurd specification, and then we performed it on stage with real actors. And
you have sent, and then you had a friendship with him for a while.
Yeah, we did. He's since written me several shows, a couple of video projects.
What is his name again?
Victor Guido.
And where is he from?
He's from Nairobi, Kenya.
Does he have a family?
I think he recently had a child, yeah, and he got married.
And is he an awful scam person, or is he just a guy trying to eke out a... illicit living.
I'd say the latter. And I'd say, you know, I don't even want to claim he's trying to do anything illicit at this point. He's an artist without a real output out there, and through the strangest of circumstances, found a way to write plays for a Chicago theater.
Is his native tongue English?
No.
So the version of the play he wrote was inadvertently hilarious.
Yes, exactly.
I was the public address announcer for that.
Yes, you were. We had you read the stage directions and piped in your voice over the actors, which...
I will forever be flattered by that. So now your latest project is Odd Box.
It is, sir.
So you must have, like a lot of us, lying in bed at night thinking of crazy or fun ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do them. You do them.
Yeah, unfortunately, for my family, I lack the filter that says, no, this is a bad idea.
It's also called a wife, and I know you have a long-suffering wife and three happy children.
I do, and they have a lot of fun with this stuff. So, yeah, I do. I have a lot of strange ideas, and if the circumstances align and I can see an end to getting this project off the ground, then I pursue it. It's sort of a promise I made to myself a long time ago.
So did you have an epiphany, just like a middle-of-the-night thought?
I'd say of my other projects, this one has been the most long time coming. This is something I've wanted to do for a really long time. I love the idea of getting a really colorful, cool box in the mail. I love the idea of giving people a nonsensical, almost funny but mostly confusing t-shirt. So really this becomes an avenue for me and my business partner, a guy also named Steve, for, you know, having an artistic output once a month where we can delight and confuse people.
So I pay you how much money?
So if you're going to go monthly, it's $29.95 a month. But if you're going to subscribe at longer intervals, it can be about $24 a month.
So I'm going to give you $20 or $30, mm-hmm. and you're going to send a box, which I have in front of me now.
It plays great for radio,
maybe
too.
Maybe the half the size or volume of a shoebox.
Sure.
Maybe. It's 3 inches by 8 inches.
But twice the value, wouldn't you say?
Well, it depends on the shoe. And it's very colorful. It's kind of a mosaic of colors and like 1950s-ish stars or jacks. And it says Odd Box in 6 different colors in bold letters.
It's supposed to be a real endorphin rush when this thing shows up in your mailbox, John.
So then, and then this shows up. But when I've ordered this, do I know what's inside?
You have no clue. In fact, we never put our t-shirts on our website. We just ask you to trust us. You're going to get something that makes people point at you and say, what the heck is that supposed to mean?
So you brought one in for me.
This I did.
And in fact, it was shipped to me. Here's the shipping label.
That's right.
You intercepted it, though.
I did.
So this is how somebody would receive it.
Exactly how someone would receive it.
And are people ordering it for themselves or as a gag gift for a friend?
Mostly for themselves, but we have, with the holidays coming, obviously a handful of gift orders that have come through as well.
So somebody might get this, say, as a gift and go, wow, it's an odd box. In fact, it says odd box on it.
That's right.
And now I wonder what's inside, and neither the recipient nor the giver knows.
Correct. Now, in this case, John, I do know.
Are all of them the same?
I filled it.
Do all of them have the same contents?
Yes. So every subscriber each month will receive the same shirt.
Okay, but are you right? So everybody this month is getting whatever is in this box, right?
Yes.
Well, is it okay if I open it up, or am I ruining it for everybody?
No, so this box shipped last week, so everyone who has subscribed has already received it.
Okay.
And the cool thing about Oddbox is now no one else ever has an opportunity to receive this shirt. So it's okay if you tell them what it is?
I can do the big reveal.
Please, yeah.
Steve Gadlin's in our studio. The guy that drew a cat for you. He was Mark Cuban's investment on Shark Tank. Remember that? Now he's got something called Odd Box. He's been telling us about it. This goes out once a month as a gift to you or a friend. You don't know what's in it. They don't either. You just trust that this crazy guy's going to have some fun.
Or some confusion. You know, fun we don't promise, but we do promise confusion.
So the November box, which you cannot get now because it's shipped.
Correct.
This is the first one.
Yes.
I'm now opening. Okay. So here's what somebody gets. Oh, all right. A colorful inside, too. It's just fun. It pops with color. And there's a card there. And instead of saying congratulations or hooray, it says sorry.
Yes, an apology letter with every box. We do promise.
Right. Because what's this cost me? $24, right?
$24 to $29, sure.
Odd Box number one, November 2019. This Comic Sans section is where we'll say something topical or witty before the actual letter starts. Mission accomplished. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's a funny letter here for me.
Yes.
The sorry letter.
A very heartfelt apology.
A postcard.
With a stamp on it.
With a functional forever stamp?
That's right, yeah. Because we want you to be able to share a story with a friend or a stranger and reach out.
Oh, so you could say thank you to the person, for instance, that sent this
to
you.
Or to anyone. It's, you know, this thing's all about getting something cool in the mail, and we want you to pay it forward every month. So you'll get one of those every month.
Inside, it looks like a program of pages folded in half. It's the Gary Sinise Path to Peace.
Yes.
It's a Xeroxed photo of Gary Sinise on this printing white paper. Hello, fan. Hello, fam. Hello, Pam. Hello, fam. Hello. Oh, I am. Hello, I am Gary Sinise, written by Gary Sinise. What is this?
It's great bathroom reading, John. It's just a fantastic read. It's Gary Sinise talking about his path to peace.
He has this as a pamphlet or a booklet?
I can't say legally, but but it comes in the box this month.
have you stolen his stuff?
I don't know.
Wallet-sized dead tree part. If threatened by a tree, show this. It's a laminated leaf.
That's right.
Wonderful. And a nice touch for fall.
Yeah, of course.
This was the November box.
Good pocket material.
And then a T-shirt.
Yes, sir.
It says, baseball. I made a point. It's a guy with a baseball bat, and he's hitting a football. He's got baseball championship on it. And very silly, very fun. Not a poor quality shirt.
No,
this is a nice shirt.
Super high quality shirts, and we work with a different artist every month.
Are you live streaming or just videoing?
Live.
Oh, we are live streaming on Facebook.
We don't want people to think these are funny shirts. You know, we want people to point at them and say, wait, what does that mean?
Right.
What is this? Yes.
Right. Okay, so if I didn't burst out laughing when I saw this.
That's fine.
That's
we
okay.
want you to scratch your head.
It's more like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It's a guy swinging a baseball bat. With a baseball uniform on, but he's just struck a football.
Yes, he has.
It says, baseball championship, I made a point.
Mm-hmm.
So this is for the people in your life who don't know anything about sports. Or whatever.
Yeah, who don't know anything about anything.
It doesn't require an explanation.
No, not at all.
Wow, and then look at this. Congratulations. You own this half bag of sand. Very nice. And a blue crayon.
Yes. From a company called Offensive Crayons, who creates crayons with offensive titles that you may or may not want to read on the air. Right?
The color that this is, it's on the little paper sleeve, I'm not going to read on the radio.
All right. So, a little, you know, a bunch of fun, confusing, head-scratching things every month.
So then somebody's now going to pick up this postcard, and they're going to send a postcard to the guy going, what the hell are you doing?
Sure. Or they're going to remember a friend they haven't talked to in 10 years and find their address and jot them a quick note. It's all about reaching out. You know, in odd and confusing and surprising ways.
So what's in the December box?
Can't tell you, but all sorts of cool things.
How do I get one?
You go to oddboxthebox.com and our...
Those words in that order?
Yes, oddboxthebox.com. Our December box does ship in time for Christmas, so if you want it to put under the tree to confuse a friend, stranger, or enemy, you can sign up for the December box and that'll get there in time.
Will the colorful box be the same, or will it have more of a Christmas theme?
You know, we are changing the box up every few months, but next month's box, what your radio listeners are seeing now is exactly what they'll see under the tree.
And each month, the T-shirt is different and designed differently by different artists.
That's right. We feed an artist a ridiculous concept, and we pay our artists. We work with a lot of Chicago artists, a lot of national artists, some artists that people will probably recognize.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, our hope is we take these absurd ideas, but we put talent behind them, and we put them on really high-quality T-shirts. This is something you'll want to wear to a fancy dress party. He laughs.
Yes, you
he
will.
Laughs.
Yes, you will. You know what I'm going to do? I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take this and auction it off on the radio next week.
Oh, that's great.
The proceeds to the Salvation Army.
It is rare, John, because you cannot get that shirt anymore.
That's right. And the premium will be not just the quality inherent in these items, but the fact that they're unavailable any other way.
That's true.
Sales are good?
Yeah. It's, you know, I've never
you hit
done...
hit your goal for the first shipment?
I did, and I've never had a subscription business like this before.
Kind of terrifying.
I've swung and missed at T-shirt businesses in the past, but this one, I think, you know, for the most part, it's giving me a really fun outlet every month to send out creative and weird things to people. And so far, we've gotten a good response.
I got to go. So how do you get this again? Oddbox.
The Box. Oddboxthebox.com.
Oddboxthebox.com.
Yes, sir.
I'll post a picture of this and that email address, that website, on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John. Happy holidays to you and your family, my friend.
Thanks. You too, John. I love being here.
Yeah. Steve Gadlin is his name. Oddboxthebox.com.